Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Red Men TV on this Tuesday afternoon. As with everything we ever do live on YouTube, do come and interact with me in the live show chat, available to YouTube members and all that good stuff. We're going to be discussing an article released on 90 Min today that claims Premier League club scout Jurrien Timber and Ibrahim Sangare. They also go on to say, when I find this, Manchester United, Liverpool and Arsenal were among the clubs in attendance for Sunday's Eredivisie clash between PSV Eindhoven and Ajax to scout Ibrahim Sangare and Jurrien Timber, 90 Min understands. PSV and Ajax faced off at the Philips Stadion as the home side earned a comfortable 3-0 win thanks to a brace from Luke de Jong and a spot kick from Xavi Simons. Sources have confirmed to 90 Min that the thrilling contest was enjoyed by plenty of Premier League scouts. Man United, Liverpool, City, Arsenal, Newcastle, West Ham, Brentford, Brighton, Wolves and Leeds United all sent representatives to watch a number of highly rated players. One such player is Ibrahim Sangare, who 90 Min revealed is keen to test himself in the Premier League. The defensive midfielder's contract signed last summer has a release clause of €37 million, and his representatives have alerted the likes of West Ham, Arsenal and Tottenham to his availability during the upcoming transfer window. Sangare's teammates, brilliant. Jared Branthwaite, who was on loan from Everton, was also watched closely by a number of Premier League clubs on Sunday. However, PSV have been extremely impressed by the defender and are keen to keep him on the books beyond the 22-23 season. As for Richard's next players, Jurrien Timber was scouted by Man United on Sunday. The defender is one of United's top targets ahead of what promises to be a busy summer window. So we actually saw the Jurrien Timber links a week or so ago, but they only really made it onto like Twitter in the original Dutch. So I didn't see too much reporting of it, but I did cover it on a Red Men Bite Size podcast, which is our daily podcast, by the way. If you want to get up to date with all the news around Liverpool on a day-to-day basis, just look for Red Men in any whatever your podcasting app is and get up to date with all that. I believe Dan Club is doing today's. But yeah, not too much made out. So what I want to do, first and foremost, Jurrien Timber, let's start with that. What are your thoughts on him? Have you watched much of Ajax this season? What is he like on FIFA? What's he like on Football Manager? Do you recommend that Liverpool should make a move for him? Because I think it's starting to become clear that Liverpool will move for another defender in the summer. It looks like Joel Matip might be on his way. And if Liverpool persist with this change of system, there is a profile of footballer that Liverpool might need to hit a bit more if they want to be able to maintain what they're doing. If you've got any thoughts on that, do. And, of course, on Sangare as well. I think we'll go more on Jurrien Timber because I think that's more where Liverpool's interest would lie than with Sangare. But if you've got thoughts on either, please do use the live show chat alongside. I've got a comment here from Riku Sekiguchi, who says, I back Timber, but don't know about Sangare. Nailed on. And Killer Dark here doesn't seem impressed. Says, we went from Guardiola and Bellingham to Sangare and Timber. And then one here from John Cutler, who says, Timber is small. Did someone chop him down to size? But I think I really miss... I trust that if we had you mic'd up, Joe, you'd have laughed and given me a bit of support there. He laughed quietly in the room on his own. Brilliant. Timber is small, but I think we really need a six... Ugarte or Turam I would prefer. Okay, interesting stuff. So I'm gonna have a little look closer into these. First and foremost, actually, it kind of backs up what you were saying there. A comment made on Jurrien Timber by Wesley Snyder, and this via the Liverpool Echo. Liverpool target Jurrien Timber isn't good enough in the air to cut it in the Premier League, he says. That's according to former Dutch international Wesley Snyder, who has raised concerns the highly rated Ajax centre-back will not be able to cope against the wardrobes in the top flight of English football. They say the 21-year-old defender was linked with a move to the Reds after a report from Dutch television show Veronica Offside claimed that his girlfriend was house hunting in Merseyside. Yep, love them. I like it when Liverpool sign footballers, but one of my favourite quirks of the transfer window is that little side story of, well, such and such girlfriend was house hunting, or they've had their cars shipped over to a different country already in anticipation. And I love it, particularly when they don't come off, because I like the fact that, particularly when they come from legitimate sources, that those things actually have happened. Like, there's a famous story about Pepe Reina having his cars moved back to Barcelona ahead of a Liverpool to Barcelona transfer, which fell through. Really good stuff. I love that. Is there a particular quirk of the transfer market and the transfer window that you enjoy? Again, let us know in the comments. Oh, and by the way, while I'm here, before I dive into further in this article, this is where my brain's at today. It's a bit scatty. I apologise. If you want to get your name on our No Expenses Spared YouTube members board, like my good friend Leonard Barton here, me and this guy, best friends, just best friends. You might be a bellend, Leonard, I'll be honest. So I hope you're not a huge bellend, but you are certainly a YouTube member. If you want to keep your name on the board, then yeah, join as a member at any tier, and I'll write your name on the board during the show. Anyway, we'll I digress. Appearing on Veronica Offside, Snyder said, "He's a smart lad and a really good defender, but he loses every header. And in England, against those wardrobes in the Premier League, that will be his downfall." And then the article does go on to say, similar concerns were raised when United signed Lisandro Martinez from Ajax, who is the same height as Timber, but his move to Old Trafford has been considered a success, with 45 appearances across all comps this season. Snyder, however, insists that the height similarity does not stand up to scrutiny. Lisandro is also small, but he can still jump and rise above players. I used to see that with Fabio Cannavaro. He was also small, but he won every header. Timber has lost 44 and won 41 out of 85 headers this season, an aerial win percentage of 48%, apparently. And LiverpoolFC.com say, at a similar height as Sadio Mane, it's a fair question to ask whether he could cut at a Liverpool centre-back. Former Liverpool star Javier Mascherano was even shorter and successfully converted to the position of Barca, but that was in Spain, not England. Okay, cool, interesting stuff. Keep the comments coming in, I'll come back to them, and I'm going to have a little dive into his stats in a second, just in terms of his overall headline stuff, first and then beyond. So in terms of the comments that you guys have sent in, I've gone on the wrong page, but I'm going to fix that right now. So we got, okay, Vidu sent the first comment in there. He says, "Timber's a really good defender. Hopefully we get him." This one from Leighton Lambeth. I believe Leighton Lambeth joined as a member recently. Actually, I think I've just wiped your name off the board. Not because you don't deserve to be on the board, just because I needed to wipe some names off it. So thank you so much, Leighton. "Personally, our midfield just needs legs, and top three have to press as much as Bobby and Manny did. New players just adapting to workload." Okay. And John Cutler adds from earlier, "Timber can play right back." We'll look into that in a second, because there's no evidence based on this year that that's the case, but we shall see. This one from Riku again, saying, "Garte and Teram, really banging this one home. Our answer to our midfield disaster, 100%. What is that, Riku? Is that based on first-hand experience of seeing them in the flesh? Is it based on experience of watching them play, like watching lots of their respective teams? Or is that they're good on, do you have them in your ultimate team or whatever? I'm just interested to know what people's level of scouting reports are on this one. Okay, so we got this from Dom Dewsbury. who says, Timber are predominantly a centre-back and right-back. Conor Bradley's meant to be coming back for our backup right-back, and we need a left-sided centre-back more than what Timber offers. That is brilliant. I really like that as a comment. Thank you so much for that, Dom. Because, yeah, I'm starting to put together some videos over on my YouTube channel looking at what Liverpool's plan might be for the summer and looking where the squad needs refreshing and how it's going. In fact, I'm going to be filming a video this evening on how Klopp 2.0 is progressing so far. So if you want to subscribe to Mates TV for that, then that'll be much appreciated. But I agree on the left side of centre-half thing. That's a slight concern. Well, maybe more than a slight concern, but we'll see. Killer Dark says, Timber looks like he can play a ball, but I think I saw a stat that says he won barely 50% of his aerial duels. He'll get eaten alive in the Premier League. Yeah, as we've just read there, that was very much highlighted by that. Kenneth Halperin has just sent a super chat in for $4.99. Thank you so much, Kenneth. That is absolutely wonderful of you. Much prefer spreading out our money this summer than one big signing. Well, my friend, you are absolutely going to love how Liverpool do transfer business this summer, because quite clearly they ain't spending it all on one big player, because if they did, there'd be a certain man named Jude Bellingham winging his way to Merseyside. Done videos on this recently. In fact, the last video that wasn't a vlog on Mates TV, I did look at what Liverpool were thinking about not going for Jude Bellingham, and did a good old, like, I think it's nearly a 20, 30 minute dive into why they would spread their money over a number of positions rather than putting all their eggs in the one basket. But thank you so much for the super chat, mate. Really, really good stuff.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, I'll get to a few more comments in a second. Let's move on to some of his stats. So, just again, very headline, this from Transfermarkt, just looking at how his appearances have been spread out this season. He's made 30 appearances in the Eredivisie, got one goal and two assists in that time, 2,678 minutes in that time. Across all comps, 42 appearances, the one goal and two assists, six yellows as well. He made six Champions League appearances. He played all but 10 minutes of Ajax's group campaign. Obviously, we should know that because, you know, we were in the same group as them. I don't remember him in any way, shape or form, and I went to both of those games. So there's the thing. I mean, bearing in mind that just going off the scores, they beat Rangers twice. And other than that, he was on the receiving end of a 2-1 and 3-0 defeat to Liverpool and a 6-1 and 4-2 defeat to Napoli. So that's, you know, mental scars that he carries from that. People mentioned the right-back thing. So again, according to Transfermarkt, he's played 42 of his 42 games at centre-half this season. What I will do, Joe, if you just click off that page for the moment, I'll just look back to last season, because I always think it's interesting, because sometimes you have players, as they develop, get pigeonholed into a particular way. Doesn't mean they can't. Actually, just to back it up, actually last season, of his 43 appearances in all comps, 38 were at centre-back and 5 were at right-back. He did score more goals, got 3 goals and 2 assists in the Eredivisie last season out, played over 3,500 minutes. So, interesting, interesting stuff. Where it's interesting for me, just at a very top line on this, it depends on where he can play. So if you're looking at him, I don't know where he would fit into Liverpool's back line as it is currently, unless there's a world where he's somehow this incredible, progressive, cultured ball carrier, and then he can do what Trent does, but that doesn't, I'm not seeing that in his position. I'm going to have a look on FB Ref in a second to see who his comparable players are, which I think might yield a little bit more knowledge on that one. But a sort of smaller, more, I don't know, maybe more technically gifted, quicker footballer might work. But I, again, to the point, maybe on the other side. Or, look, if you're going to get someone who's left-footed to do Trent's job from left back, so if you can flip it, so sometimes Trent plays in midfield and then actually you have an inverted fullback coming from the left hand side, I don't think that's Robertson, but someone like Vardiol, it could be them. I was thinking about Kalidou Koulibaly from about 5 years ago would have been absolutely ideal for that. Doesn't quite fit for me from what I'm seeing so far. Let's have a little look then at the scouting report over on FB Ref. So, over the last 365 days, they've compared him against players, peer positional players in men's next 8 competitions over the last 365 days. Right. So, this is what they do when you get a top player. They compare it against the top leagues. I believe what this therefore means is because the Dutch league isn't classed as like a top 4, top 5 league in Europe, he's actually being compared to, so actually, which we can see in terms of his similar players, which we'll come on to in a second, he's being compared to players in the Championship and players in the Portuguese league, as opposed to being compared to players in the Bundesliga, the Premier League, I guess Serie A, La Liga, maybe Liga, but I mean, on personal opinion, I think that's being very kind to Liga, but there you go. So, pinch of salt time on this. In terms of his non-penalty XG, so in terms of the goals that he's scoring from centre-half, 99%, the top bracket of percentile for other comparable defenders in terms of shots, 84, in terms of assists, 97. Look, by the by, for the defender, to be perfectly honest. So we'll move away from those. In terms of his pass completion, he's in the 99th percentile for passes attempted, passes completed, progressive passes, progressive carries, 96% percentile for successful take-ons, 95th for touches in the attacking penalty area, there we go, and progressive passes received. So that's completed passes that move the ball towards the opponent's goal line at least 10 yards from its furthest point in the last 6 passes. Okay, so 96 for that. However, tackles, he's the 62nd percentile for tackles, 44th for interception, 9th for blocks, bottom 1 for clearances. And for aerial duels won, he's in the bottom 15th percentile against other centre-backs in similar rated leagues to him. I will just go down quickly then to his defensive stats and defensive actions. If anyone wants to make people make of that what they will, I'll level with you. That wasn't what I was expecting that to look like when I scrolled down. I wasn't prepared for that body of numbers. Between his time at 17 down at Young Ajax, which is their obviously younger side, and up to the main and the main team, he's had some decent seasons and then some less decent seasons. Right, what we will do then is compare him to other similar defenders and see what they come up with in that regard. So, according to FB Ref, similar players to Julian Timber in the last 365 days, centre-halves. We've got Kamal Miller from Inter Miami, David Hanko at Feyenoord, Harry Darling at Swansea City, Gonzalo Inacio at Sporting, Joel Waterman plays for Montreal, Mele Mühlenstein plays for Vitesse, Alexander Kalins plays for Girona, Pantelis Hatsidiakos plays for AZ Alkmaar, Mateus Reis plays for Sporting and Robin Proper plays for 20. And I have to be honest, when it comes to that, my knowledge of any of those leagues is sorely, sorely lacking. So again, let me know if anyone is a keen viewer of any of those leagues. Does that stand out in a particular? Are any names there where you're thinking that is the guy? Because when I did this last week, looking at the midfielders that Liverpool were being linked to, if I can talk about Ryan Gravenberch, it was on a show last week. Like Jude Bellingham's in that list there, and Alexis McAllister's in that list. So you know who's the best of the best is. I don't know enough, so please do let me know in the comments on that if anyone there makes you think, oh, that's piqued my interest. I'll get back to some of the comments. We have got... Okay, yeah, John Cutler back again. Says, we do need a centre-back, though, and it's nice with some links going on. Gvardiol would be my buy. Yeah, and the thing is, he's going to cost a significant amount of money. So if they do get him, then you know you could see where... I don't see the world where you can afford Jude Bellingham and Gvardiol in the same window. What is the most essential of those purchases? In fact, actually, let me know. If you had to make a headline sign, Joe, we'll put this as a poll. Headline signing, Josko Gvardiol or Jude Bellingham? Based on what you know about what Liverpool need to do in the window, meaning that you can probably go and get, let's say, Gvardiol and two good quality midfielders, or it's Jude Bellingham, plus you need to buy on the cheap a centre-half and possibly at least another midfielder. Let me know on the poll. There we go. Paul Smith actually saying Timber can play defensive midfield. Again, I've not seen that borne out in his last couple of seasons of play, but that if that's the case, that would fit into what I'm talking around, is that if we're looking for one of the back four, i.e. the fullback, to be able to step into midfield, someone who can do that actually would make a lot of sense. Paul Smith with a very modern take on things. It's one of the Killer Dark says, never base your opinion ability by looking stats. Yeah. What a stats ever proved. Right, cool. No name here has said, I hope we get Nagelsmann for next season. As what? The fucking kit man. Jesus Christ. Is he gonna show Jürgen Klopp how to do a kickflip? Is that what he's gonna do? Yeah, I think we'll be all right, mate. Dom's back again, says, I don't think height's the problem if you partner with a giant like Konate or Virgil, to be honest. Yes, I think that might be the case, but in terms of if we're asking our two centre-halves plus a third being the fullback in this instance, Robbo, if all of a sudden, who does he replace? So is he doing Konate's job there or Virgil's job or Robbo's job? Because you're asking three guys to do all of your defending, basically, and having that height as an option is a real good safety net. That for me is like 6'3". I think Gomez might be too small to do the job that we're asking him to do, because at the moment I think he'll be understudied to Konate as that right side of centre half who steps in and covers the right back position. And I think Gomez has got the skill set, by the way, I think, to do it because of his time playing right back. But yeah, that is definitely a thing. David John, a little bit more on Timber here, thank you, saying Timber is very good on the ball, but is very much right-sided. He's slightly on the small side, but unlike Martinez, he's not strong in the air. Technically fits the profile, physically not so sure. And thanks very much for coming back to me there, Leighton Lambert says. No worries, bud. Thank you so much. Tarek... Mama wants to know anything about Florian Wirtz. Guys, I have not heard that name mentioned link with Liverpool for about 12 to 13 months, so no, nothing for me on that. Tarun here says McAllister is a must this summer, and I must admit I am very much in agreement with that. I've been doing some of my research into him for another video, and that would be a thing, very much so. Philip H says, I think you get three midfielders and a centre-back. That's definitely good enough to get you back to where you are. And I asked Riku what his knowledge was of the players. He said, watch their highlights, and they've got energy, which we lack in the middle of the park. Okay, cool. Thanks, mate. Of the players that he recommended earlier on, by the way. Vidu Timber's first-choice defender, Erik ten Hag, wanted to sign last summer. Only price tag stopped Man United signing him. Okay, cool, man. Let's see. Paul Smith has thrown a bunch of names in here. He thinks they're all must-signs. Kone, Varela, Gravenberch, Wirtz, McAllister, Ugarte are all must-sign. I have to admit, I don't know enough about... I don't know who Kone is. Presumably not Aruna Kone. Varela, I actually don't know anything about Ugarte either. So, yeah, is that... Are they... How many of them are defenders and what positions do they play, actually, if you wouldn't mind, Paul? Riku, just on the Jude Bellingham stuff, you heard Jude might sign a new deal with Dortmund, which this new deal includes an 80 million release, because I have heard that. Yeah, I mean, that feels like maybe it's the death lurch of keeping the Bellingham to Liverpool rumours alive for clicks and all that, but we will see. Taron Premer says Timber could provide Trent/Konate cover. Interesting. John Cutler, just moving from topic, but by means, at this point, if you've got anything else you want to discuss, John Cutler says, feel for Carvalho. I really like him, but he hasn't been given a chance. He has been given a chance, but the thing we always got to remember, mate, football, when you're a footballer for a football club, doesn't just happen in the 90 minutes that we see. They're in training 5 days a week or four or 5 days a week or whatever. If the players aren't being given a chance, it's because they're not doing what's required of them in training. There's the general rule of thumb. And there are always exceptions to that rule. But it might just be that they thought they were getting something else, or they've changed their approach and they've changed the profile of footballer they're looking for. That happens sometimes, and that's a bit sad for footballers when that does happen. But I agree. I think Carvalho's got something. He's got an X factor. He arrives in the right places at the right time and scores goals. I wondered if they thought we might be able to get him working in rotation with Harvey Elliott, or perhaps as a false nine slash can do a bit from out wide, like a junior Bobby Firmino. And I wonder whether there's a little bit of Gakpo coming in, because we've had to push the button on Gakpo because we can't afford to not have a Bobby Firmino replacement, and Carvalho's not maybe done enough, but it's interesting. Easy Ollie. Whichever midfielders we get, we will be fine. There's like 10 to 12 options. We're all good enough for Liverpool. Whichever ones we don't buy, the other big clubs in England will. Yeah, good point. I really like that, actually, by the way. Very sensible attitude. John Cutler asks, is Timber right-footed or in a left-footed centre-back? Yeah, I believe that to be the case. And Tarun says, I see him on the right side of defence, cover the right side when we go into the back three and attack. His pace could help him with Trent recovery runs and positioning. And that is certainly what we need. The Konate role in this team right now, recovery pace is huge, because you've got to get over and cover that big space in a right-back. And Ollie's back again, who says Levi Cole will make the most sense, but it seems Chelsea realise he's good now. How good he is now, yeah. But then again, who knows with Chelsea? They're going to be so desperate for money, you really never know. And Ollie actually says his numbers are extremely similar to Saliba's last season with Marseille. Whose numbers, sorry, just to clarify, are we talking about Colwell, or are we still talking about Timber? Let me know, please, mate. This one, good comment here from Faz Ali. Neither for me. Timber is weak in the air. Sangare looks incredibly very awkward, even though his Dutch league stats look incredible. Yeah, okay. That is that. Right, let's go down. Paul, is Mount having surgery a concern for a player we are interested in? Yeah, I guess. It depends what the injury is, really. You know, I mean, if he's having surgery on an ACL, yeah, we've been here before. Let's not go there again. But players have surgeries in the summer all the time because they ride seasons out and then they go and get problems fixed in the summer. Yeah, that's the thing. Okie dokie, let me get down to the last couple before we wrap up for the day. There we go. That's another one. Is that the same one that I've just done? AJ, is that if two people done the same comments, or have I just read the same one twice? Paul's thoughts on Mount surgery, is this an issue? Honestly, my brain is in a different world. Hopefully it's not an issue, ultimately. I apologise deeply if I've just read the same comment twice. I don't know Kone, Kevin. I do not know Kone. I apologise. I think the Dutch league, one last one on this, says Camperbug. I think the Dutch league is better than the French, and Saliba performed in the French and did it in the Prem. What do we think? Do we agree or disagree with that? Let me know. Let's have a little look at the poll then. Preferred headline signing. Bellingham takes it with 57% of the vote. Guardiola plus two got just 43. It's actually interesting to see that kind of coming down. I really thought if I'd probably asked that 2 months ago, that would have been far and away Jude Bellingham without a doubt. But yeah, interesting to see. I think people are coming round to the idea that Liverpool have got more work to do than maybe we hoped would be the case. So yeah, we will have to see. Just to draw people's attention, by the way, before I go, we've got a live event coming up on the 5th of May. If you live in Liverpool or the Merseyside region, or if you're travelling over to Liverpool for the Liverpool-Brentford game on Saturday, come and join us in Hotel Anfield on Friday night. We're doing a Liverpool quiz night. Now, I will clarify this. There are some people who are just hardcore quizzes. You love a quiz. And we'll have some of that for you. But we've just planned it out. There's going to be physical rounds. There's going to be mental rounds. There's going to be singing rounds. There's going to be great opportunities for people of all sorts of levels to win prizes on the night. There's going to be live music from Dave, the lead singer of the Ragamuffins as well. It's going to be me and Chris hosting. We're going to have the Red Men team there as well. So if you want to come and hang out with us, going to put people into teams, going to play some games, win some prizes, and have a boss time. Tickets are available right now on Ticket quarter.com. If you just go onto Google and type Ticket Quarter and then type Redmen TV in, it'll bring you to the page there. Warning, yeah, not your normal quiz night, but you should be able to bring, look, if you want to bring like your dad or your granddad or your grandmother or whatever, or you want to bring younger people who've got slightly less knowledge, it should suit and appeal to absolutely all age ranges. But realistically, if you just want to come and have some fun times, Liverpool haven't really been giving us lots of fun times this season. We guarantee to put a Liverpool-related smile on your face over a Hotel Anfield. It all kicks off at 7 p.m. on Friday, the 5th of May, and tickets are £15. So get involved with that. We've planned it out. I'm so excited. I've never done a live show that wasn't one of the best nights of my life. So if you want to come and get involved with that, Ticket Quarter, Redmen TV live. That would be absolutely fabulous if you joined us over there. Okay, cool. Drop a like on this video if you enjoyed it. We're going to be doing more of these over the coming days. So yeah, make sure you keep your eyes peeled. Click the notification bell when you click subscribe. If you want to join, we'll be members only chat tomorrow. So if you want to join in the members only chat, then make sure you join. And also, you can get your name on the no expenses spared members board. Just saying. Everyone be more Leonard Barton. Unless he's a bell. In which case, just be a YouTube member like Leonard Barton. Apologies, Leonard. Love you, really. Best friends. Best friends for life. Right, anyway, that's it for me from this afternoon. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you all very, very soon. Ta-da.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.